28강 실전 모의고사 1회 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
You look so tired today. Is there something wrong?
No, I've just been so busy budgeting for the coming year these days.
That's too bad. When is the budget due?
(2번) 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Lucas, what's the magazine's cover story about?
It's about the presidential election. The election is big news these days.
Well, it might be a hot topic, but I'm afraid voting rates are getting lower these days.
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. I'm your vice principal, Miss Taylor. School safety should be our top concern. So if you see any criminal or violent behavior around school, report it to a school security guard or call the school safety tip line at 327-346-7833. The number accepts calls or texts 24 hours a day. For non-emergency incidents, you can email the school safety office at sos@starhs.org. Another way to inform us of suspicious behavior is to fill out a form on the school website. Submitted forms are sent to the school safety office and remain completely anonymous. Let's keep our school safe. Thank you for your cooperation.
4번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, class. Today we'll focus on urban farming. Since many people living in cities want to have a little garden in their homes, urban farming has become more popular than ever. Today, I'm going to talk about some advantages of urban farming. First, it provides safe food. Urban farmers know that their food is safe because they grow it themselves. Another advantage is that it can add greenery to cities, creating peaceful places to relax. Lastly, urban farmers are less likely to waste the food they grow because they grow only as much as they need. This helps reduce environmental pollution. Now, let's watch a video about urban farming.
5번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Come on in, Mr. Anderson. Have a seat, please.
Thanks. I'm a bit nervous to get my blood test results.
Don't worry.
Did they show anything problematic?
No, and your x-ray shows there is nothing wrong either.
Oh, that's a relief. Then why am I feeling so tired all the time recently?
Well, physically you seem to be okay.
That may be true. But I always feel so fatigued.
I think it's the result of stress. Are you under a lot of stress from your job?
Yes, I am. I'm busy preparing to open overseas branches. It's my first big project.
I understand. That's probably why you're tired. Try to take it easy and have some leisure time for yourself.
Okay, I'll try.
6번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Jack, what are you looking at?
It's a picture from my last summer vacation.
Let me see. I found you. You're lying on your side.
Yes. As you know, I always like to read a book, so I'm reading a novel.
Yes, you're a bookworm. Besides you, who are the people?
They are my wife and my friend's family.
Oh, I see. Who's your wife?
She is next to me, drinking water.
I see. And who is the man holding the ball in his hand?
That's my friend. He's playing with his daughter.
Great. His daughter is reaching up for the ball.
Yeah, they really enjoyed that.
And who's the woman in sunglasses holding the camera?
That's my friend's wife. She likes to take pictures.
I see.
Emma,
what are you doing on the computer?
I'm writing an essay, Dad. It's my homework.
I see. Is it going well?
Yes, I'm almost finished.
Great.
Oh, no! My computer just froze. What should I do?
Oh, my. But don't worry. I might be able to help you.
I hope so. My essay is due tomorrow.
So what exactly happened?
I was typing my essay, and suddenly the screen went all black.
First, let's restart the computer. Oh, it seems to be working.
Great. Now could you find my file for me?
No problem. Here, it's in the backup folder.
Thanks so much, Dad.
8번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 도서관에서 책을 빌리지 못한 이유를 고르시오.
Did you go to the library? You said you were going to check out a book.
Yes, I did, but I couldn't check out the book I needed.
You forgot to bring your library card again.
No, it's because my library account has been blocked.
What do you mean?
They said I cannot check out any books until next week because I returned my books too late last time.
Oh, that's too bad.
Do you mind checking out the book for me?
I wouldn't mind. But I currently have the maximum number of books checked out. You know, there's a limit to the number of books we can check out.
Oh, I see. I think I'll have to buy the book at a bookstore.
9번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hi, may I help you?
Yes, I'd like 2 small and 3 large iced coffees for takeout, please.
Okay, the small ones are $3 each, and the large ones are $4 each. Would you like anything else?
Yes, I'd like some blueberry muffins.
How many would you like?
6 muffins, please. How much are they?
They're $2 each. Is that all?
Yes, and I have a 10% off coupon. Can I use it?
Please let me see it. Yes, you can use this.
Thanks.
So you ordered 2 small and 3 large iced coffees and 6 blueberry muffins.
Right. Here is my credit card.
Thanks. Just a moment.
10번. 대화를 듣고 이력서에 기재할 내용에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Charlotte, what's wrong? It seems like something is bothering you.
Well, I'm having trouble writing my resume.
Really? I can help you with that.
Thanks. What do you think I should put under my personal information?
First, put your career objective. That way, you quickly tell your potential employer what type of position you're looking for.
I understand. After that, what should I list?
You should put your education and then list your work experience. But there's something you should keep in mind.
What's that?
For each job, most people include the job title, employer, location, and dates they worked.
Sounds good. Should I use that order?
It depends on how you want to present yourself.
I see. And what should I put after that?
Well, it depends. Usually people put awards they have received.
Okay, thanks.
Hello, everyone. I'm Trevor Johnson, manager of the South Community Center. I'm happy to announce the annual rock climbing competition sponsored by our center. The competition is the oldest indoor rock climbing competition in the country. It will be held on July 16th and 17th at the South Community Center. The competition will be grouped into three categories: beginner, intermediate, and advanced. Great prizes will be awarded to the top three men and the top three women in each category. Registration will be open from June 20th to July 10th. If you register by June 30th, you are guaranteed a free key ring. For more information, please visit our website, www.southcc.org. I hope many of you will participate in the competition.
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 선택한 바비큐 그릴을 고르시오.
Honey, what are you looking at?
It's a website that sells portable outdoor barbecue grills.
Do we need a new one? We have one in the basement.
I know, but I checked it yesterday. It's too rusty to use.
Oh, okay. Then let's get a new one.
All right. What do you think about this one?
It's too expensive. We should choose one that's less than $200.
Then how about this blue one?
Our current one is blue. Let's try one of the other colors. How about this one, which uses charcoal?
I think charcoal is inconvenient because it takes a long time to light charcoal.
I agree. Then there are two left. Which one do you think is better?
Well, the larger the cooking area, the more convenient to use.
That's a good point. Let's choose this one.
Okay.
13번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
James, our sales declined greatly last month.
I heard about that, Jessica.
We need to make some changes. I think we need to reduce some of our costs. Do you have any suggestions?
Our office rent has increased by about 18% over the last year.
Right.
So we could move our office to a cheaper industrial complex.
Good idea.
And another way to reduce costs is to cut employees' pay.
But I'm afraid that'll damage workers' morale.
Yes, you're probably right. Another option is to cut down on business travel expenses.
Like what?
We can fly economy class, stay in less expensive hotels, and so on.
That's a good idea.
That's all I can think of right now. I'll keep thinking about it, though.
14번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Tyler, how are your classes going?
They're going okay. I'm a little busy working on a team project in my history class.
Oh, what is it about?
The teacher asked us to present on important historical events from 16th century Europe.
I see. Sounds interesting.
Yes, I'm learning a lot about European history.
When's the presentation?
It's this Friday.
Oh, you don't have much time left.
No, we don't. In addition, we haven't even started making the presentation file yet.
Oh, I have a good sample presentation file in which you can just add your information. If you want, I can email it to you.
Grace
has trouble speaking in front of others because she is very shy. Today, her French teacher, Mr. Miller, asks his students to give a 3-minute long speech on French culture. When it's Grace's turn to speak, she stands in front of the class and freezes in fear. She can't say anything. The classroom is silent for several seconds. During that time, the other students stare at her. Grace feels sweat running down her back. Mr. Miller recognizes that she is frozen with fear. He wants to tell her something to calm her nerves. In this situation, what would Mr. Miller most likely say to Grace?
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Joan Brown from My Home Remedies Community. Everyone knows that a bad cough can be quite painful. So today, I'd like to tell you some home remedies for an annoying cough. Firstly, take a warm shower. The steam will relax your sore throat and thus stop the cough. To be effective, though, you must breathe in the steam for at least 10 minutes while taking a shower. Secondly, ginger is an effective home remedy for a cough. Just cut up small ginger pieces and chew them slowly, which will reduce the coughing impulse. Thirdly, have warm tea with honey. The honey will help coat your irritated throat and also reduce coughing. Finally, garlic is a good food that kills germs and harmful bacteria associated with a cough. Just crush garlic to get the juice and mix it with honey. Take the mixture 3 times a day. I hope these home remedies will be helpful to you. Thanks for listening.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Joan Brown from My Home Remedies Community. Everyone knows that a bad cough can be quite painful. So today, I'd like to tell you some home remedies for an annoying cough. Firstly, take a warm shower. The steam will relax your sore throat and thus stop the cough. To be effective, though, you must breathe in the steam for at least 10 minutes while taking a shower. Secondly, ginger is an effective home remedy for a cough. Just cut up small ginger pieces and chew them slowly, which will reduce the coughing impulse. Thirdly, have warm tea with honey. The honey will help coat your irritated throat and also reduce coughing. Finally, garlic is a good food that kills germs and harmful bacteria associated with a cough. Just crush garlic to get the juice and mix it with honey. Take the mixture 3 times a day. I hope these home remedies will be helpful to you. Thanks for listening.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? 17번 여자가 언급한 것이 아닌 것은?